Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I'm in Laguna right now. And we're going to talk about all the different problems with the skimmers and the layoffs and interest rates not budging. But a lot to cover today. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor of the Satellite Phone Store, and I will talk about them in a little bit. But let's get into it right away. First things first, guys. Walmart, been in the news lately, but they had a problem with a man that went out and installed skimmers on their point-of-purchase machines inside the store. And if you've ever been to Walmart, hey, use the credit card pad. You stick your debit card in. You stick your credit card in. And, you know, you deal with the transaction yourself. Well, this one guy, Romario Serban, went out and placed these in 19 different locations. And he finally got arrested. But this compromised from just these 19 stores, 27,000 transactions that were conducted on those keypads. And what these skimmers are, is a skimmer is something that you place over an existing device and, you know, it looks normal. It looks like a regular keypad and it fits right over it. And these criminals have a way of manufacturing these things to fit right over the existing ones. You take an existing Walmart keypad, you copy it, you put this thing over the top of it, and it lets you do the transaction. But while it does it, it steals all your data. It steals your PIN number that is associated with that card, everything. Then they make fake cards and they can steal all your money. Now, from these transactions, there was almost $30,000 stolen out of people's accounts. And Walmart was, hey, I didn't buy this. I didn't buy this. And money was taken out of ATMs. The last time I used the card was at this Walmart. East Coast Walmarts in Connecticut and New York and Jersey, places like this. But this happens all over the place. And you have to prepare yourself for this. Now, Laguna Beach, guys, the Surf and Sand Hotel is under construction. That's where I'm at right now. But this is beautiful, guys. It's like Hawaii out here. The water is so blue and so perfect. And I was just in the air and I go, oh, I know where I'm going to walk today. And I got the whole beach to myself. You know, absolutely stunning. But the other thing right now is you have to look at the economy. Now, who said this? It's a little game. We need to go hardcore on our layoffs to move this company forward. That was the one and only Elon Musk said that about Tesla. They're firing everybody in their supercharger division. They are cutting back. They are getting rid of these people left and right. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you can see this. It's a little white things, jellyfish that washed ashore. And wild, there's a ton of them. I wouldn't want to swim right here in this area, you know, but a lot of people do. So kind of crazy. But just a beautiful spot, guys. Isn't that nice? Absolutely stunning. So Tesla, again, day by day by day, they're laying more people off. Wow. Okay. Can't get enough of that. And then Google steps forward from its core division, from Google, from the Alphabet company, main engineers, main executives. It's laying off another 200 people at Google to cut back, to cut costs. Now, you have to look at this for what it is right now. Everybody is hurting right now. Every company is cutting back. I had breakfast with a friend this morning, and we were talking about businesses, and he wants to get into a business again. And I've talked him out of a couple things, but what do you want to do? What's good right now in the economy? The only thing that's good is the negative right now. Had dinner last night with my foreclosure buddies, and man, oh man, it is foreclosure central. The commercial real estate is absolutely off the chart. And they were showing me place after place, pulling up listings. Look at what I posted this one. I posted this one. For sale. These are the foreclosure sales. And you've got properties that are going into foreclosure for $20, $25 million, and they're worth nowhere near that. But they borrowed up, kept going up and up and up, and it's completely upside down. You haven't seen anything yet in the commercial real estate. And the old, just let the homeless live there, let's convert these to apartments, is nonsense. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So, outside the Capri and Laguna, again, surf and sand. During summertime, they'll set this up as a beach club out here, which is kind of cool. But, guys, it's getting more precarious by the week right now. And for Google to get rid of all these people, there's something going on in the economy. Are you not searching anymore? You're not using Google anymore? We all are. Every day we use Google. Everybody's searching. Everybody's buying things online, but you're buying less. The restaurant we were at normally would have a 20 and 30 minute wait. We walked in and sat down at our favorite table. Nobody's out spending money right now. People cannot afford it. These restaurant owners, here's the thing that's happening right now. Fast food workers got $20 an hour. The restaurant we were at today, wait a second, we want 20 bucks an hour too. So they have to pay it, or they don't get the people to work there. That's the problem. So it's driving up the prices. It's completely ruining things. Subway, for the first time, is losing stores at a record pace right now. In 2024, in the first quarter, with the anticipation of the $20 an hour alone, they lost 500 locations across the country. And the problem with it is you can sit there and say, that's just California. No, 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 no. You get people in Nevada, Arizona, other places, well, we want 20 bucks an hour to do this too. So that's what people are experiencing. Doing all this construction out here. But again, a cool spot to walk out. I'll go back so you guys can see it both ways, okay? But let me know what you think about this so far. So much is happening. When you use your cards, be very leery of this. I'm telling you this right now, guys. The one card I have cards I use for business, cards I use for pleasure, online purchases, but I get a text message on everything, and it's the smartest thing ever because when I just paid parking for $4.50 at the parking meter up there, sent me a text, guys. You need to have that on your credit cards so you know if somebody's doing something. Wait a second, I didn't buy gas at Chevron for $68. That's how I found out that one of my cards was compromised 2 years ago. Let me know what you think about this so far. Experts say that we're already in a recession, and everybody wants to play games and give you a twist on it and tell you, oh, no, 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 we're not. We're going to have a soft landing. We're not, guys. We are in the midst of an economic downturn. Get yourself ready. Prepare yourself. Everything is shot up right now. Insurance, gas, food, travel, airfare, everything has shot up. Entertainment. Concert tickets, everything has gone up over the course of the last 2 years like it never has before. And the Fed steps forward yesterday and says, we're not going to raise interest rates. We're not going to lower interest rates because of pesky inflation. Pesky inflation. Pesky. Is that what you call it? You know, every month I get new figures for you guys on what it costs for a family to live. Last month, it cost $1,049. It's almost $1,200 now, a month more than you paid before. You get a raise, guys? You make $1,200 a month more? If you did, you're breaking even. That's the problem with this. Nobody's breaking even right now. When it comes to fast food prices, people are just saying no. People are sick of paying these prices. They're tired of paying too much money for this, and they're just turning things away. Subway's closing stores. People cannot afford an $8 hamburger. It's crazy, okay? I have people, I'm telling you, I could do this every day. I could just show you pictures of people's receipts and food. And God love you guys for sending me this stuff. I absolutely love it. But one of them last week was a friend of mine I went to high school with. That was like, look, this is $15. It was a hamburger and a shake, and it was $15. $15. Who can afford that? People are turning to alternatives. They're making their own meals. They're doing meal prep. They're not going out. But you have to understand, that's the smart thing to do. But so many people get affected by this. When you don't travel, it affects the local businesses. It affects airlines. It affects everybody, the hotels, everybody. When you don't eat at restaurants, everybody gets affected. Down to the people that sell the tomatoes, guys, absolutely everybody. Now, you can feel for these people, you cannot feel for these people. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is we all need to cut back right now because, again, the thing I told my friend this morning was I'm telling you, you're going to look back at May of 2024 as the good times. Remember how much money you had in May of 2024. Remember how you could go out and you could buy things. It's going to dry up right now. I'm going to remind you guys of something. I have told people for the last 2 years to sell all the crap that they don't have in their garage that they don't use and things like that. The record was someone out of Finland. Finland got $8,600 worth of stuff out of their garage. Now, I'm not talking about an extra car or a golf cart or something big. Or a motorcycle even. I'm talking about tools. I'm talking about golf clubs. I'm talking about sporting goods equipment. Unload that right now. I have had so many people that have walked in their garage and listed stuff on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist and different sites and made themselves an absolute ton of money. $3,000, dozens of people have done that. But the record was over $8,000. Okay? So get yourself ready for this right now. One thing that's absolutely tragic in United States high schools right now is you don't have the extracurricular stuff that I had when I went to school. For example, we had metal shop, we had wood shop, I had auto shop, I had motorcycle repair. I got to take these classes as a way not to take English and math, okay? But it taught me how to fix a car. Taught me how to work with tools when I worked with my family's construction company. It was the greatest thing ever. All this stuff is gone. Band is gone at school. You don't have traditional practices like you did. My late girlfriend, Lisa, was a stand-up bass player. Her father was a concert pianist. And the joy of watching these two people play music was absolutely fantastic. But it introduced me to world-renowned musicians who spent their lives honing their craft. We just found out that Sam Ash, the music store, going out of business, guys. They just closed half the stores. They're going to have to close the other half of the stores if they don't find a buyer or an investor right now. Okay? Now, here's the thing. What's the incentive right now to go and get people in the music business? There's not. They're not teaching the kids today to do this. My kids didn't have metal shop. My kids had wood shop, and it was how to sand something. I mean, I got to use the lathe. I got to do some crazy stuff and learn how to use real power tools. That stuff is gone, guys, okay? So the musicians of the world, it's terrible. You got to go on your own to learn to be a musician, and these stores are suffering, and they're going out of business. Let me know what you think about all this stuff so far, but what are you doing? Are you cutting back? Are you not eating out? Are you not traveling this summer? Okay? I've got some business trips scheduled, my son's graduation, things like that that I'm looking forward to. But there's less and less of this, guys. Unless it's needed, unless it's necessary, I'm not doing it. Okay? Let me know what you think. Let's talk about our sponsor, sat123.com. I am with Tina, the founder of Sat123, and I've talked to you guys in the past about my satellite phone, and I absolutely love it. And one thing that Tina's done is they have set up a deal for iAllegedly and for all of our subscribers where you guys can get a free phone. You have a 24-month commitment, and I love this phone. I have the Iridium 9555 phone, and I've told you guys, you can call any phone number with this. You have voicemail. There's text messaging. It's absolutely fantastic. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, that's right, Dan. We are, and in case you're wondering, we're in San Diego. It is so amazing, the weather today, by the way.
Oh, gosh, it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and these satellite phones literally will work from anywhere on Earth, where cell phones work on 7% of the Earth, FYI. So, yes, you get the free Iridium phone. It's $13.95 normally, but you do get it for free. It is on a 24-month agreement. We also have another phone that you can get that's $85 a month. It's only on a 15-month agreement. The phone is also included.
You guys have so much. And then the one thing that I want you to talk about that's absolutely amazing is the Bivy. If you could, you know, explain what a Bivy is. And what this does is it allows you, like when AT&T and the cell phones went down, the Bivy allows you to text and do text messaging through the satellite, and absolutely just a great service. So yeah, you need to protect yourself, guys. You need to understand that we are in a time right now when the grid could go down, phones could go down, and you need access to your family. And I keep thinking about that story of the guy in Lahaina who, with one satellite phone, saved 14,000 people's lives by just making a call. So you guys need to protect yourself. And what's your peace of mind worth? I've told this to so many people. You need to get yourself a satellite phone today. And the best place is sat123.com. And, you know, one thing I got a kick out of was going inside your shop and seeing shipping and all the different products. So they carry a bunch of different types of phones. Check it out today. But let's go inside and take a look at shipping and see all the phones they have. So Tina, I wanted to come inside because I was blown away. The staff is fantastic, and talking to everybody in shipping and how quick you guys, you know, turn product around. But I am blown away at the inventory that you have, you know, and you guys also, you know, everything's covered on the website, but you carry all the Garmin products.
Yeah. Spot, Garmin, Bivy, satellite phones, and we normally ship everything within 24 hours.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So majority of our products go overnight and get there the next day. But can I bring up something about the Bivy stick?
Absolutely. Let's talk about that.
The Bivy stick will turn any smartphone into a two-way satellite communicator. So you'll be able to put your smartphone on airplane mode and text using this from anywhere on Earth. So you could be anywhere. You could be in Alaska, in the middle of the water. It does not care.
The cell phone grid goes down, and I can still text on that because I have access to the satellite.
That's right. It uses all 66 Iridium satellites. So you have access to send a text message to anyone and receive messages from anyone from anywhere on Earth with this little thing. And I love the fact that it only weighs about 2-3 ounces.
Yeah, that's
so if you're a camper, hiker, this doesn't weigh much to put in your pocket to take with you in event of emergency. Also, it gives you the map, so in case you get lost. And it gives you the local weather, so that in case the weather changes in the area, if there's if something happens, if there's flash flood or what have you, you know, you'll be able to receive the weather report. So it's kind of nice.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember, guys, dansatphone.com, and it'll take you right to sat123.com, and check it out today. But again, a great company, great service, great deals, but they carry a wide array of products, and it's absolutely amazing. So check them out today, guys. Hey, thanks for being here, Tina.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I got a couple good ones for you. Financial Business and Consumer Solutions is a business. Doesn't it sound official? Well, they're a collection agency. They buy bad debt and then go after people that didn't pay their credit card bills, their medical bills, old cell phone bills, things like that. They just got hit with a hack, okay? So here they are chasing people for bad debt and going after them. And in February, they got completely hosed. They were the victim of a hack, but they got everything, got people's name, address, billing information, and their social security numbers and phone numbers. Is that horrible? Got it all. So can you sue these guys for that? Do you have legal recourse to go after the collection agency? Okay. I mean, what's the answer to that? But again, I'm telling you guys, This is awful. Now, here's the thing. They found out about the breach on the 22nd of February and then stopped it on the 26th. And we got them limited to 1,955, 344 people. Think about that. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of Social Security numbers. It's a lot of data. Now, some of you are going to sit there and say, oh, these are the deadbeats that don't pay their bills, Dan. They're just going to be the more victims of identity theft. Too much, guys. Too much, too much, too much. So let me know, guys, what you think about this stuff, because the worst thing about this is that it's getting worse when it comes to these consumer attacks, and nobody wants to admit this, that this is happening. So, you know, let me know, guys. Let me know. We've talked here a lot about the central bank digital currencies and having a cashless society. Well, one thing that was sent to me was, you know, there's a lot of women that are victims of spousal abuse and domestic violence, and they have to flee. They have to take off, but they have no job. They have no credit, and they have no way of setting up a bank account. So the city of Los Angeles is doing something under the guise of helping these women, and that is to make it so you have to take cash. If you are within the city limits or the county area, you have to take cash from people. You cannot go cashless. So I personally think that that's a good thing, but they're saying that this is going to help domestic violence victims. I don't know if that's the sole reason for it. I think it's the lower income level. I think that there's also a lot of elderly people that don't like to use the debit cards and credit cards. They like to get their checks, cash them, and then spend their money the way they see fit. So let me know what you think about that, guys. But isn't this beautiful out here? This is just stunning. Look at this. All the moss grows on these rocks. Tide goes up every day. They stay wet all the time. And then during certain times of the day, the tide goes out and you can walk out here. There's days that this is all blocked off. I'm at Crest Street is where I entered from, which is beautiful. It's just absolutely stunning. And I'm telling you guys, for the price of a parking meter, you can come down here and check this out. But it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm just not a big fan of jellyfish right now. In certain seasons, you get that. So let me know what you think so far. One thing that we have talked a tremendous amount about are the scams that are out there. And it was just announced the numbers for 2023, and the largest group of people that got scammed out of money, because they're the ones with all the money, are the baby boomers, 59 years old to 77 years old. And by the way, I hate these labels. Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Y, it's with your mom. I don't care. It's so ridiculous that we have these numbers. But the people with all the money, they got scammed the most. Not because they're stupid, but because they fell for things like, they get a text message, click on this, fill this out, and we will give you computer protection. And you're not. You're lying in some guy's pocket. Hey, I'm from Microsoft, and I want to give you extra security and extra customer service on your computer. Oh, that's worth $119. They had $3.4 billion worth of these scams. They had millions of people that were scammed out of this money, and it gets worse and worse and worse. Do not fall for this. Do not take the information down, write it down, get a phone number, and call them back. How can I verify this? How can I look it up online? No, you don't understand. You have to do this now or it's going to expire. Okay, I'm gonna let it expire. Have a nice day. But don't click on anything that you're not sure about. Stay away from it, guys. I'm telling you, this is just happening more and more and more right now. And it's so bad that, I feel terrible that people are falling for this. You know, here's a lie that we're being told. Think about this one. The job market is so good right now that there are less jobs offered right now. Okay, that's out of the New York Post. And listen, we heard, you know, a year ago that there were 10 million jobs available and it's the greatest job market in the world. No, things have turned so different right now that it's not a good job market anymore. There's less jobs. People don't want to quit right now. Think about that. I'm telling you, read this article below because it's just a complete contradiction of what we're hearing, even on this video of Google laying people off. You think people at Google that got laid off from their $200,000 and $300,000 and $400,000 jobs, you think those people want to go out and look for a job? Nah, I'm going to pass right now. No, they don't want to lose their jobs right now. So people are staying at these companies longer. That's why there's less jobs offered. Insanity, absolute insanity. How about the fact that the economy is so bad that people don't want to hire new people right now? To the tune of 1.5 million job listings, there's that many less, okay? Another thing that we've talked about in the past is crypto and how the tax man is going to come after you. He's going to come after you heavily. There is a guy who is known as Bitcoin Jesus, they say skipped out at about $40 million in taxes and bragged about his income and moved to different countries. Now, I've had people already write me about this saying, damn, this is unfair. This guy shouldn't be subject to taxes in the United States because he denounced his citizenry, you know, and he stepped down away from the United States. Okay, that's great, but the IRS is going to get their money. And the one thing that I've always been told about cryptos and Bitcoin and everything is you can take it, put it in your pocket, go someplace else, buy it, sell it, trade it. Well, wait a second. If you've made a profit, the IRS wants their, you know, capital gains taxes on that. Well, that's not fair, Dan. This is Bitcoin. This has nothing to do with that. Sure, it doesn't. The IRS is coming after you guys heavily. And Bitcoin genius, Roger Ver, that guy going down. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Be very leery of anything that you get. I get text messages and things like that all the time. Block them, and report them. Phone provider. It's that simple, guys. As I finish this video, I want to remind you that you're not crazy. You're living through these times. And you can sit there and have contradictory stories and be told that the job market's so great, people don't want to quit their jobs. But then you just had a guy who has, you know, music stores going out of business, Tesla shutting whole divisions down, Google shutting executives from its core company down. But hey, it's you, and you have to understand how great everything is, okay? Andrew Witty is the CEO of United Healthcare. He was in front of Congress this week talking about how he had to pay a ransom to get his data back from the hackers that stole it. This guy should be in jail for this. All these healthcare companies, all these companies that keep getting hacked over and over and over again have had warning after warning. And this fat cat sits there and tells us that they paid a $22 million ransom. And by the way, the information was leaked. So they got it back, but your data is unsafe. Doctors had to come out of their own pocket. I just covered this in my last video, and today this guy sits in front of Congress and talks about this. It's nuts. Final thing is Starbucks. Starbucks just announced their earnings, and they say that they're going to have a huge problem ahead. Stock 16% yesterday, and not since the dot-com era, okay? 24 years ago, have we had an era, a problem like this coming? People cannot afford a $6 cup of coffee. It's just not in the stars anymore, guys. And you go and you buy the little egg bites that are $6, and you can't eat there. You cannot eat at Starbucks. So please correct me if I'm wrong, okay? You want to get a hold of me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. You want to mail me something? The address is below. Join our email list, because one just went out earlier this week. But so many cool things are happening. Cannot wait to share with you guys. Onward and upward, and I will see you guys very soon. Please like, subscribe, and share this video today.